Joe's Need to Know News coming in hot. A 40-year-old woman says she was boarding a Southwest Airlines flight from Louisville to Chicago on Friday when her iPhone buzzed with an airdrop request. She ignored it, by the way. She received two more lewd requests from someone. She showed them to the flight attendant. One of them, then grabbed the intercom and warned the person's account, they called it, was Mr. Baggins. They're Ew. Like, Mr. Baggins, cut it out. He was sending like pictures of his junk.
Jeez,
no kidding. What a creeper. Apparently, she said, you better cut it out. The cyber flashing incident has been reported in Toronto, New York, and other cities. They're not saying it's the same person, but that people are doing the same thing. They're taking inappropriate photos and they're airdropping them to anyone. They say one way to avoid the flashing and the thing that's happening, change your airdrop settings to receive files from contacts only instead of everyone. So now I'm just the opposite. I'll take anything I can get. So I'm just like everyone. I'm just waiting for somebody to, you know, airdrop me a photo. If you were a Target on Saturday, oh boy, chances are you got held up by a glitch in the checkout line.
Yeah, so glad I was not there for this.
Do you usually shop at Target?
I do shop there once in a while, but you know, there are women that are just Target nuts.
I'm married to one. Thank you.
I'm not. I really do not go there that often.
Okay. Well, it was a 2-hour power outage. It prevented Target cashiers from scanning merchandise or processing transactions. Long lines started to form. I would have just been like, okay, I'm out of here, right?
Right.
Like, how long are you going to wait? 10 minutes?
No, I'm leaving.
Have you ever been in a store when the power went out?
Yes, I have.
Where were you at?
I was working at a Sephora inside JCPenney, and a tornado was about 20 minutes away, and so all of our power was knocked out. We were all huddling together with customers in the beds in the home department.
Well, at least they were comfy. Like, this one's just right.
It was the big Henryville tornado a couple years ago in southern Indiana.
Okay, yeah. I remember I was like in third or fourth grade. We were at Walmart. It was a big deal to go to the Walmart, and the power went out. Just randomly nice day, the power went out. But when you're inside one of those big stores, like a factory almost, it's like, crap, you can't see anything.
You got to go to the camping section and start a little fire.
Yeah, or look for the light or something. Yeah.
Right.
I went to the food aisle. I'm like, I'm getting me some free candy. Thank you very much. Now, Target's come out saying, we can confirm that this was not a data breach or security-related issue. I don't believe it. I feel like they might have got hacked. And no guest information was compromised at any time. All right, how about this? Did anybody watch golf this week and the U.S. Open happened?
I did.
Okay, Live the Web Girl, I don't know if you saw this. I watched a little bit yesterday, just saw Tiger Woods implode. But chaos erupted at the U.S. Open on Friday after an unmanned golf cart ran away and slammed into a group of spectators. So you're like, well, how did this happen? Well, they don't have a smart golf cart. They pretty much were one of those transportation hospitality ones. And somehow a box fell off of the seat onto the accelerator. And it took off full speed into a group of 5 people.
Ooh.
It was right near the 16th hole. And it looks like everybody's going to be okay. But, man, that's not good. That's not good at all.
No,
like, a lady got hit.
I didn't see that. I'm shocked I didn't. That's crazy.
That might have been the highlight of the golf this weekend. I don't know, but I'm glad she's okay. I don't know why anybody, if they're paying attention to the news, would still go on vacation to the Dominican Republic just because I'd be so afraid something bad would happen. A group of Jimmy Buffett fans from Oklahoma got mysteriously ill during a group trip. They went to the Dominican Republic. A travel agent who went to Punta Cana with the Jimmy Buffett fans said that 4 days into their April trip, he and other members came down with a mysterious illness. By the end of the vacation, 47 of the 114 people from Oklahoma reported becoming ill. Everyone who got sick swam up in the resort pool equipped with one of those swim-up bars where you kind of just paddle up there and sit your belly down and drink.
Yep.
Yeah, some of the parrot heads tested positive for salmonella as well.
Ooh.
There's been several unexplained deaths on the island since January. Authorities in this case say that they believe liquor from the hotel minibar could be the potential thing. So,
I just remembered something.
What'd you remember, Alex?
Guess what I saw in a Hollywood blind about this case.
Now, what's a Hollywood blind if people don't know what you're talking about?
Hollywood blinds are like the underground Hollywood gossip articles that different entertainment lawyers in Hollywood anonymously post. So they get juicy scoop because they're entertainment lawyers, and then they'll post an anonymous thing about different juicy scoop.
Okay, well, now what'd you see?
So apparently there is an A-list celebrity that has a liquor brand.
Is it tied to all this?
Yes.
Oh, no.
The celebrity is mad that this big name liquor company has been out-earning him. He wants his liquor brand to do better. So he supposedly, according to the Hollywood Blind, sent some people into this other liquor company's, I don't know, headquarters,
like whatever. Infiltrated it or something?
Yeah, and they put poison in the alcohol. He thought it was going to be just enough to get people sick, but now people are dying.
Okay, now I hate this because now you're giving me these blind articles. I can think of so many celebrities with like tequila alone.
Exactly.
That like I'm like
so that's what the juicy scoop is. By the way, these are never wrong. It's usually just like a year later we finally find out who it was about. So it might be a while till we know.
Was it a country singer?
It doesn't say.
Was it an act? Oh, okay.
It just says that some. It says a celebrity that has a popular liquor brand is mad that this other popular liquor brand has been outselling him. So he sent people into their headquarters to poison their drinks.
But there's no way they
have
can get
been
through.
Sold, which is the brand that is being sold at these resorts where people are ending up dead. So. Don't tell me I never told you anything interesting on this show.
All right, well, I want a confirmation if this actually happened. Save this audio, pork chop, okay? Save this audio. We'll take it to court with us. And finally, you know, we don't really care where you worship or who you worship, but don't come into my house and turn my water on. I'm not cool with that. There's a water worshiper. He's reportedly entering Oklahoma homes. A man is accused of entering a couple's home and leaving their water running, and the homeowners say he's allegedly done this more than a decade.
Ooh.
Mario Williams said he was at work Friday morning when his surveillance camera alerted him there was a stranger at the front door. Listen to this.
The cops paint him as being harmless. I don't know if I'm ready to say that just yet. She was in her office, and she heard the outdoor faucet running. So while I'm on the phone with her, I can hear her yelling at him to get out the garage or she's gonna call the cops. She said that he looked at her, held up two twigs, and then blew her two kisses, and walked off.
Now, they said this man might have some mental issues, and that could be possible, but it's still scary when somebody comes into your house. I don't care what you got going on. Like, I feel scared for my life, you know? So, but just two twigs. There you go. So that's the water worshiper. Be aware of that, especially during the summertime when you don't want those high water bills. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check out all these stories online at joeandalexshow.com.